Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship this morning in First Oma. It's lovely to have you with us this morning. A special welcome to all our lovely mummies in the congregation today. I hope that you have had and will continue to have a wonderful Mother's Day. Mothering Sunday is a great opportunity to stop and give thanks for the blessings of motherhood, for those who are mothers and for those who have known or know a mother's love. That maternal love is also found in the love that God has for all of his children. The prophet Isaiah tells us, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I, God, comfort you." And Jesus himself tells us in Luke's gospel how God longs to protect and shield us like a mother hen gathering her chicks under her wing. So as a token of our thanks for a mother's love, we will be giving every woman in the congregation a Mother's Day bookmark at the end of the service to note this special day. And just to draw your attention to next week, next Sunday, the 7th of April, we'll have a shortened service, which will be followed by our annual general meeting immediately afterwards here in the church itself. So please do factor that in next Sunday. Whilst the service will be shortened, with the service plus our annual general meeting will probably mean you'll be getting away a little bit later than usual, so you can adjust your clocks next week. Only this time it will be the clock in your oven for your roast accordingly. For those of you who will be taking part in the lunch bunch, then the ladies who are preparing that next week will also have adjusted their menu accordingly, and we will enjoy a lovely lunch together next Sunday, which will be the last Sunday lunch bunch of the year. And that's for those who live on their own. Another opportunity for you to join together for fellowship, if you do live on your own, do sign the sheet at the back of the service and join us for lunch next Sunday after the AGM. Thanks also to those who have supported the PW Gospel Concert, which took place on Thursday evening. Over £2,000 profit was raised for PW Missions. So we thank all those who were involved in putting on that service, particularly to Grace and to her three brothers, the Milligan brothers, who organised most of the programme, and also to Daryl Simpson, who was our one of our guest soloists on the evening. So thanks very much to everyone who participated in that. It was wonderful. This morning is the fifth of a six-week series on the mission of the church, and this morning we will focus on our mission to care for creation. Today's service is an all-age service, so the children will stay in for the whole of the service. But if any of your children get restless and you would prefer maybe that they weren't in church, then you can take them out to the committee room or the vestry room immediately opposite these doors if you wish to do so. But they're more than welcome to stay for the whole of the service. So we start our service as we think of Genesis 1 and 28. "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." So we come to the beginning of our service and our call for worship. Words will appear on the screen if you would call out the bits that are in yellow, and I will lead you in the bits that are white. Let us come before God in worship. Who is this God whom we have come to worship? The creator of birds and trees, wind and sea.
God is the creator of all things.
Then let us worship the God of creation.
The God of all things, great and small.
The God of all things, great and small. So we come with our opening hymn to worship God as we sing that wonderful hymn 18, "All Things Bright and Beautiful."
Thank you.
When we think about the wonder of creation, our mind just completely blows away, especially when we look at some of those documentaries that David Attenborough has been involved in, Our Planet. And he has a new series of Our Planet is due to start in a few weeks' time. It's not going to be on the BBC, unfortunately. It's going to be on Netflix. You may have seen the advert on the television. But just to give us a little bit of a flavour of the wonder and the majesty and the beauty of God's great creation, we're going to show you that little ad and just focus on the animals and the wonderful creation that God has made. And if you're a child or a grown-up child, maybe you'd like to try to count how many different animals there are on this little video. Let's watch it now.
This is the story of our changing planet and what we can do to help it thrive.
Was it under the earth? Tied up in a knot, which I forgot you were ever.
There we go. How many different animals did you think you saw? I counted about 27. Amazing, isn't it? 37, David, you were paying closer attention than me. Well done. Thanks to John for standing in there, and it's lovely to have you back with us again, John, at the organ, so appreciate that very much. I'm now going to hand over to Emma and invite the children up to the front.
Okay, if they would like to come forward. Excuse me. Great. Nice to see you all. Oh, you've got your teddy with you, Lewis. Lovely. Come on ahead. Great job. Great to have you here. Okay, so did anybody really like that video? It was good, wasn't it? All the different animals and all the different special places in our world. Oh, you got money. Lovely. Well, today we are thinking about creation at this part. And we're thinking about who made the world, okay? And what was made, and then why it was made, okay? So, can anybody tell me who made the world? Yes, Elaine? God, that's right. And the Bible tells us that God made the world that we live in and everything in it, okay? So this is our world. And when God made the world, it was a very good beginning, okay? But before God started, was there anything?
No.
No, there was completely nothing. But then God spoke. And first of all, what appeared, do you think? The world was empty. But what came first, do we know? Remember? The light. Isn't that light? The light appeared, didn't it? And the light came from the darkness. And God said, let there be light. And it appeared. Isn't that amazing? Imagine being so powerful. When you say something, it just happens. That'd be great. But then God spoke again. And all the different parts of our world were created. So the sea. Who likes the sea? Sea's nice, isn't it? Yeah, if you go to the beach, we see the sea. And we see the sky, okay? He likes the sky. It's a nice sky. And what's in the sky at night? Stars, isn't it? And then, well, after that, he made some trees. We didn't. He divided the waters. Okay, we're still a slide behind. Okay, sorry, Neville. He divided the waters, and he made the clouds, and he made the sky between them. And then he rolled back the dry water to make the dry land. And what grows on dry land? Grass, that's right. And he made hills and mountains and plants. And he made lots of different trees and all those lovely things we can see in our picture there. And all different shapes and colours. And then after that, what do you think he made after that? That was the third day. He made some animals, that's right. And he put, oh no, we didn't, he put the sun in the sky first. Perf, if I knew what I was talking about, this one of witness. Yes, so he put the sun in the sky first. And then he put the moon and the stars in the sky for nighttime. And then, that was the end of the fourth day. My goodness, God was busy, wasn't he? And then the animals came. The animals came and he made all the different creatures that live in the ocean. So you've all the fish and the jellyfish and everything we can think about. And then the birds arrived. Yeah, the birds, hopefully, there we go. The birds are flying across the sky. And then we're thinking about all the other animals. Can anybody think of what animal God made? And maybe some of you see in the video earlier. What kind of animals did we see? Yes. Yeah, something like maybe a big tiger or, as I say, an elephant. Or I love the penguins. The penguins look fun. They're just waddling along. It was great. But he made lots of different things to creep along and to crawl. And how about a big slithering snake? Oh, a bit scary, wouldn't it? Big slithering snake. And lots of different lovely animals. But then God did something really special. Now, that all was really, really good. But does anybody know what else he made after all the animals?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. Brilliant. You know the story really well. But he made the best creatures of all. He made some humans called Adam and Eve. And having said God created all these different things, the Bible tells us that everything God made is good. Okay? So God, when God looked at the world, he said, everything was very good. But God wants us, when he created the earth and all the people and the plants and the animals, and these are gifts from God. But God wants us to take care of these gifts because they're our responsibility. All these different things have been given to us to look after really, really well. So we must remember to do that. So this morning we've got, let me see. Who likes my flower? Do you like it? It's a paper flower. It's a bit special. No, the boys probably are not so fussed on flowers. Did Mummy get flowers today?
No.
No? Oh, dear. Not yet. Oh, dear. Well, flowers. This is a special flower that somebody made and I've kept. So it's quite a nice flower. But isn't it beautiful? Yeah, Lillian, it's lovely, isn't it? It's good as well because God created it. How about... Lovely. See, how about these? Yum. Yeah, they're tasty, aren't they? They're lovely and tasty, and they're some yummy grapes. But they're really good because God created those too, didn't he? And now, if you look around, everybody take a look around, everybody all age, look around us and smile. Smile at the person beside you or around about you. Isn't everybody lovely? Aren't we lovely? We are. It's a lovely bunch. Great. And do you know what? We are all good because God created us too. And the very good or the best part of God's creation is you and me. Isn't that good? But each one of us in the Bible says that we are unique and that we are one of a kind. There's nobody else like us in the world, which probably for some of us that might be a good thing. But if God made the world and everything in it, and everything he made is really good, why do you think God made it? So, you know, when we look around us, and we look at the skies, and we look at all the other amazing things in our world, They bring glory to God because he's just so amazing and so powerful. Imagine being able to create everything. Isn't it really, really? You can't even begin to imagine just how powerful God is. But if we look at beautiful paintings or something somebody has drawn, that painting will bring glory to that person who's really, really good at drawing something. How about listening to music? We listen to some wonderful pieces that John can play. That's really good because God has given John that talent to play wonderful music. Yeah, it's very good. And if we look at creation around us, all the different things that God's made, the world and the plants and the people and everything that he's given to us, it will bring glory to God because he's created it. So today I want you to remember that God has created our big world and everything in it. And everything God has created is, thumbs up, what's that mean? Good, isn't it? Very good. And God's creation brings him glory. So today I want you to remember we are responsible and we have to take care of all the good things that God has given to us. So thank you for listening. We are going to now hear our first Bible reading. Jennifer Leonard will come now and read our Bible reading from Psalm 8, and it can be found on page 540 in your Bible.
Psalm 8, God's glory and man's dignity. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. Your praise reaches up to the heavens. It is sung by children and babies. You are safe and secure from all your enemies. You stop anyone who opposes you. When I look at the sky which you have made, at the moon and the stars which you set in their places, what is man that you think of him? Mere man that you care for him. Yet you made him inferior only to yourself. You crowned him with glory and honour. You appointed him ruler over everything you made. You placed him over all creation, sheep and cattle and the wild animals too, the birds and the fish and the creatures in the seas. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world.
Okay, so thank you for reading, Jennifer. It's great. We're going to come now to a special prayer. Now, can anybody tell me, does anybody pray a prayer in school before break time? Do you? Lunchtime? Yes, absolutely. Lunchtime or break time. I remember praying this prayer when I was your age at school. And so we are going to say this. And it's to say, thank you for the world so sweet. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the birds that sing. And thank you, God, for everything. Okay, so we're praying to God and thanking him for the world that he's made. We thank God for the food that he gives us to eat and those yummy grapes. We thank you for the birds. We thank God for the birds that sing. And we thank God for everything. Okay, do you think we could say that together? Will we all say it together? Maybe everybody in the congregation. So after three, one, two, three. Thank you for the world so sweet. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the birds that sing. Thank you, God, for everything. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Emma, we're now going to sing two songs together.
Sorry, I switched that off myself. We're now going to sing two songs together. Who Put the Colours in the Rainbow and My God is So Big? Do you know those from school and from church? So we're all going to sing them together. We're going to stand. There are actions, so please feel free to join in with the actions. And the first one is hymn 36, Who Put the Colours in the Rainbow? Let us worship God together.
Thank you.
Isn't God just so amazing to have made all of those wonderful things? So we're now going to sing to him and to thank him for being so big and so strong and so mighty and for owning and loving the whole of creation. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. Hymn 29. That's great. Please be seated.
Okay, so we come to another part of our talk today. And I wonder, this big word of stewardship, okay, so the next slide is going to show us some examples of some people that I need some help with. If you can tell me where would we find these people, first of all. So if I click the next. Yep. Where do you think he would be? Yes, he looks like he's going on his holidays with a suitcase. And you think, what do you go on when you're in the airport?
An airplane,
that's right. So he is an air steward. And now you see the other person. There's another one. Some lady with her red suitcase. So we've got the man and the lady who helps us on the plane. And what about this person? Do you ever see these people at the rugby matches? Steward, yes. And yeah, they stand, and what do they do at the matches? To keep people safe, don't they? And make sure people don't run onto the pitch and various things. So they're all very responsible for looking after our safety when we're all at football matches or rugby matches. And how about this next person? Is anybody... It's a caretaker. Does anybody have one of these caretakers in their schools? Yeah. And what do you think all these people do? They do work, yes. And what are they responsible for? Caring and protecting, and they're looking after us. So we're on a plane. They help us to understand all the different safety requirements that we know when we're flying on that plane, and they help us during our journey. And the stewards on the pitch, as we say, they look after us, just in case there's people around us as being maybe a bit rowdy, or to prevent us from getting injured if everybody runs onto the pitch or something like that. And then the caretaker, what does the caretaker do? He or she can clean in the school, and what else do they do? Would they look after, they fix stuff, that's right, and look after, yes, and would they maybe would make sure the heating is off and on, wouldn't they? Or on and off, maybe. Would they keep all the windows open?
No.
No. They would go around and make sure it's all safe and that they would look after the building and all the different things. Maybe put out the rubbish. Would you think they do that? Yeah, all the rubbish in school. Well, these people all have a big word for responsibility, for protection and care for each of those places we've just talked about. And just like the world God has given us, he has given us that responsibility. It's a big thing, isn't it? That he has given us this wonderful world But he wants us to look after, just how all these people look after us. He wants us to look after the world that he has made. And we as church, as we as believers in Jesus, believe that we have this responsibility right from the very first day when God created the world. Do you remember the very first part of the talk earlier? When the world was created and when God created us.
Hello.
Hello. So God left the earth and he wants us to take care of it. And you know, we have to keep it safe, just like those stewards keep us safe at rugby matches. We must think about ways that we can look after God's world. And you know, it's just on loan to us. But it's such a big deal and we need to remember it. So that word today, stewardship. We are like stewards, or we're like the caretaker in our school for the earth. And just like the caretaker looks after all our schools and all the rest, we must look after our world, okay? So they're responsible for lots of things to keep us safe and our schools running really well. Maybe they check the heat, as I say. They check all the windows are closed. Maybe no dripping taps and sorting all the rubbish. But in their small way, they're helping to save water and to save heat and keeping our schools really well looked after. And so being a caretaker of God's world, we too can use the same things. We can use less water. Maybe whenever we're brushing our teeth, we can switch off the tap and don't let all the water run, but we just have enough to keep our teeth being brushed. Or maybe we could use less plastic. All those water bottles and everything, we can use and we can reuse them. So we can leave everything much healthier, and God will be really happy because we're thinking about the world for him. And also too, because people will come after us as well. So it's a really big thing for us to remember, that we must take really seriously about what we can do to look after God's world. So today, I want you to think of one small thing. Does anybody think of something that they could do to help God's world? Does anybody think, what could you do? Something that you do now, that something different that you maybe could do? Switch off the TV maybe or something? Or put your litter in the bin and just don't let it know? Putting litter in the bin is a good thing. Or how about, what else we say? What else we think? Anything other idea? No, right, well, we'll go with that one. Put litter in the bin or turning off our TVs, I suppose, or Xboxes and making sure everything's all properly switched off. But today we need to remember that we all can do something. And even those small choices can make such a big, big, big difference in the world whenever we are looking after the planet for God. And so Sam is going to come now and read our next Bible reading. You want to come on up? And our reading today is from Genesis chapter 1 and verses 27 to 31.
So God created human beings, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female, blessed them and said, "Have many children so that your descendants will live all over the earth and bring it under their control. I am putting you in charge of the fish, the birds, and all the wild animals. I have provided all kinds of grain and all kind of fruit for you to eat. But for all the wild animals and for all the birds, I have provided grass and leafy plants for food." And it was done. God looked at everything he had made, and he was very pleased. Evening passed and morning came. That was the sixth day.
So, it's not great. Did you know that you were all stewards? That you were all responsible for looking after this wonderful world that God has given us to live in? Now, I didn't really appreciate that whenever I was your age, because I lived in the city and I hadn't very much contact with the wonderful natural world that God had created. I lived in a place that was all built up where there were lots of cars and there was lots of coal and there was lots of smoke and there was lots of built up buildings all around the place. And I didn't really think about the beauty and the wonder of God's creation. But whenever I came to Oma 7 years ago, I began to appreciate a little bit about how people here in Northern Ireland can care for the world in the way that they live their everyday lives. And particularly came to be aware of all that goes on in the countryside to help to care for the land around us. And one of the things that I noticed in the countryside was that sometimes in the year, sort of like around now, there's an awful smell. Oh boy, there is a horrible smell when you go out into the countryside. Does anybody know what's making that smell? What? Slurry is making that smell. And why on earth do they put slurry out? To get the grass growing. Indeed, they put the slurry out to get the grass growing. And slurry is made up of not very nice things. What's it made up of? Cow poo. It is indeed. It's made up of cow poo, and that's why it really, really stinks. But I sort of wonder, well, why is it only sometimes in the year that they put the slurry out in the fields? Anybody know? There's only certain times, isn't that right? There's certain rules. The ground would be too wet for the slurry. What also might happen? It might melt away. And if it all melted away, where would it go? To the sea. Where would it go first? The roads. And where else to get to the sea, where would it need to go first? The rivers. So all this cow poo and all of that all sinks into the rivers. And what might it do to the river? Kill fish. So part of the countryside code is that you can only spread slurry at certain times of the year where there won't be rain and snow that will wash it down into the rivers, that will send it out down the rivers and kill all the fish. So that's trying to protect the land. That's being good stewards of the land. And then I also noticed when we were out in our walks with Godfrey, come the springtime, there are lots of hustle and bustle and people out and about in all their various tractors and implements. And I began to think, you know, there's sometimes you would see certain things happening where people would be out cutting the hedges, but they wouldn't be doing that when we were out walking. Why would they not cut the hedges in the springtime when we're out walking? Is it so that we can walk clearly down the path, the roads, the nice country roads, and appreciate nature? Is it for the walkers? Is it for our benefit that they're not out cutting hedges? What uses the hedges? Who uses the hedges? Yeah, birds. And what do the birds use the hedges for? Nests. For what? Their houses, but for their babies. Now, if we were allowed to cut the hedges out in the countryside any time we liked, what would happen to the nests? They would smash, but what happened to the wee babies? They would die. That would be very sad. So there are rules that help us to protect the hedges so that the hedges will still grow and be nice and thick and protect the land and keep the cattle in and off the roads. But that also at certain times of the year, we don't cut the hedges so that we can protect the little birds and the little eggs in the nests and to protect that. And so that's part of being a good steward in creation, that we look after the land that we have been given. And in the Bible, there are instructions to people who farm the land, and they're told not to be greedy. Now, how many days did God create the world? Seven. Yep, there are 7 days. He created it in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. So God created the whole world, and on the seventh day, he rested. We sort of celebrate that as Christians when we take Sunday off and we rest from our work on a Sunday if we're able to, if we're not working in one of those jobs that has to, where we have to work. And we rest so that we can feel refreshed and replenished. But did you know in the Bible, it tells farmers something? God tells the farmers that they should only plant crops in the fields every six years in a row. And on the seventh year, they're not allowed to plant in the fields. Why would that be? The land is resting so that it can get up all the nice nutrients that will help the plants to grow. And if we rested on the seventh year, then you get a better crop on the eighth year. So again, there are plans in God's wonderful creation for us to work and rest, and also for the creation to work and rest. And so God created a really good world with the seasons and with all that we need in order to live on this earth. But are we good stewards? Do we look after the world as well as we can? Have you been learning about environmental things in school? Things that damage the earth? Yeah, Sam, what sort of things have you learnt about? Plastic and using the plastic. What's happening with the plastic? It's getting into the sea and it's killing fish because they're eating it, aren't they? And then it gets up in their insides. And also it affects the birds as well. I saw a picture the other day and there was a little bird with a milk top green ring round its neck. You know, whenever you get your milk in the supermarket and you have to take the wee green thing off in order to open the top? Well, some of the people who supply the milk, whenever you take the top off, the little green circle, it stays a hole, as a whole piece. Then that gets thrown out and birds and animals can choke on it. Whereas other people who produce milk will have the little green thing that when you pull it out, it tabs and it breaks. So a simple thing that we can do is whenever, if we buy the milk with the circular little green ring, before we put it in the bin, in the recycling bin, take a piece of scissors, snap it apart, and then it won't damage creation. So there are lots of things that we can do to help the world. What about other things in the world that aren't going so well? Anything you can think of? Anybody out there, any things you can think of about the world? What's happening? Pollution? Yep. What, Margaret? Too many lights on. Too many lights on, indeed. Yes, too many lights on. The brightness disturbing the darkness of the world, of the nighttime. And running up our electricity bills. Global warming, Gareth, that's a good one. What's that all about? Do you know? It's pollution, and then that affects the temperature of the world. And what happens? What happens, say, where there are North Pole and places like that? Melts the ice caps, and the water warms up, and all the summers and the winters get all mixed up. And then, if we're sitting here in lovely pews, aren't they lovely? Lovely wooden pews. Where does wood come from? Trees. So men and women have created things from God's wonderful world, but sometimes we've got a bit greedy and we make too much and then the trees can't regrow and lots of forests are devastated. And if there are no forests, what impact does that have? We can't breathe. Indeed, it has an impact on us. There's not enough oxygen produced that we can breathe. And there's no wildlife. The wildlife, their species become endangered because they're no longer able to thrive. There's nowhere for them to live. So that's why we need to think about being good stewards of God's good creation. And you know, in the Bible, it starts off in Genesis in a garden. And in Revelation, the very last book in the Bible, it finishes in a garden. In a new garden, in a new heavens and a new earth. So God created the world and said that it was wonderful. He asked us to be good stewards of it. Sometimes we do a good job. Sometimes we could do a better job. Sometimes we do a bad job about it. And God sees that as our sinfulness and not following his ways. And he sent his son Jesus to be our savior. We know about that, don't we? Jesus came to save us from our sins and to give us new life. But what we don't often realize is that God not only sent Jesus to save people, he sent Jesus to save the whole world, to restore the whole world to the wonder and the beauty that he first created it to be. And so as Christians, as people who love and trust in Jesus, we are to take care of his world, just as he told our ancestors way back to take care of the world. And he also in Jesus promises that one day he will create a new heavens and a new earth. And we have our part to play in doing what we can to keep God's good creation good and to stop others from destroying it. So we'll think about some things that we can do in a moment. But now we're going to sing our next hymn, which is hymn number 37, God in His Love for Us Sent Us This Planet. And I'm going to give you all a little sheet, another colouring in sheet on the world. And you can take one of these and go back to your seats and colour them in. And then Emma and I'd love to see them at the end of the service and see what wonderful creations you make. But we're now going to sing hymn number 37, God in His Love for Us Lent Us This Planet. Let us worship. I'd like to invite David Vance to come forward and lead us in our prayers for others.
Let us come before God. Let us pray. Loving Father and Creator, we bring our prayer to you who has made heaven and earth and all who dwell in so many various locations across the planet. Here in our country, as we look around, we are amazed at the greatness and beauty of all that you have provided for us. We look at the sky, the mountains, trees, rivers and seas, and are astonished not only at their beauty, but at all the creatures that are within these habitats. No words spoken from our lips can express the enormity of this amazing planet. Give all of us here today the ability and desire to care for all that you have created so that the beauty of this planet can be appreciated by the generations to come. Lord, not only have you given us such beauty, but also here we experience the wonder of the four seasons. As we are in spring, we pray for those farmers who are busy helping with the birth of newborn lambs. Be with them as they work day and night to ensure that their ewes are comfortable whilst giving birth and that the newborn lambs are safe and healthy. We see your goodness, Lord, as we notice the lambs skipping joyfully in the fields. We are thankful here for the weather that is reasonably consistent, unlike many other parts of the world where extreme extremes of weather bring hardship. At this time, we pray for our brothers and sisters who have been affected by Cyclone Idai in Malawi, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. We know that 3 million people at this stage have been affected in one way or another. Many are dealing with the deaths of family members or loss of their homes and livelihoods. We cannot imagine the impact that this has had, especially as we know that 900,000 children have been affected, as they are either orphaned, separated from their family, or lacking basic necessities. In addition, we learned this week of cholera outbreak that has occurred in Beri, Mozambique. Dear Lord, we pray for all these people that they may know your constant love throughout hardship, and also for all aid agencies as they endeavour to provide assistance in so many ways. As we today celebrate Mother's Day, we are mindful of those children abroad and indeed here who are without their mothers today. We know that Mother's Day can bring a mix of emotions for many, including those who have lost their mother and who are grieving, and also those overwhelmed by the death of a child. Pray that people in these circumstances know that no matter what they are feeling, they can turn to you, God, and experience peace and healing through prayer. As we leave our church family on this Mother's Day, may we show our love and reverence to you, our Lord, by caring for all that you have created. We humbly give you praise and thanks. Amen.
Okay, so we've heard about creation this morning. We've heard about our responsibility to be good stewards, and we now come to the stage of thinking about what we can do about this. What will our response be? And you know, it's been said that the basics of reducing our environment and our environmental footprint are the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce what we buy, reuse what we have, and recycle where we put all our items. But the question is, you know, when are we going to start reading the signs? We've talked about all the different things that is affecting our environments and the choice that we make to cause that. So that's a big question today. You know, and to just cut down a bit, to try to reuse the occasional plastic bag or to use another bottle, but and also used to use our blue bins to recycle, maybe when we remember to. But as we've heard, you know, the plastic in the oceans, the loss of garden insects and birds, and the climate change, which is rapidly disrupting our weather patterns. But as church and as Christians today, we know we should protect creation, and we commit to living lives of loving service. The pressure of being bombarded by all the advertising and images on TV and social media, which encourage us to buy more or to travel to more exotic and exciting places. But the pressure of all that can put a strain on us, and as we often find ourselves busier than ever to keep up with it all. But, you know, almost everything we buy has a carbon footprint, and most of it is packaged in unrecyclable plastic. So put simply, by us buying less, we can reduce the rate that the natural resources are used up and Earth is polluted. And these things may help us reduce our consumption and find the joy in the free gifts God gives to us. So what changes can we make? Maybe we can choose to buy fair trade goods, coffee or chocolate or bananas. Maybe we can properly make an effort to think about we will use our blue and brown bins properly. I know that I find it difficult sometimes to keep track of them. Something so simple yet can go a long way. And so today we want to think about our pledge, something like these points that we've heard about quite often. I'm sure we know them inside out, but do we really take them seriously? Do we really put a lot of effort into each one of these things? And so today I thought we could pledge as a church family to think about these things. And so we're going to join in the words on the screen. And then I'm just going to give a few examples about how we could do each of those things. So we'll say together, our eco pledge today is to protect and care for God's world around us, and by doing so, stopping the destruction of the environment. So together, we can pledge to follow the 3 R's. So reduce. By reducing our impact on the planet, one such idea is, I've heard about recently, and it's been on social media, to bring your litter picker, and as you're having a little walk along the beach, to have a look around to see if you can pick up 3 pieces of plastic, which therefore will prevent ocean pollution. Something so small, but yet if everybody chose to do that, it would make our beaches a lot cleaner. Reuse. We must replace the convenience of single-use and disposable items with love of something which can be reused again. Maybe a reusable shopping bag, refilling those water bottles, or, of course, our coffee mugs. A reusable coffee mug. Bring that to the coffee shop, and a teaspoon if you need a takeaway coffee. And last but not least is recycle. And recycling comes last on the list because it should be probably a last resort. Do we use our blue and brown bins correctly? Recycling does reduce the rate in which we use natural resources, but it still uses a lot of energy for transporting and processing the items. So we can commit to completing the loop by buying recycled goods, refilled printer cartridges or recycled paper. So today, if we have said this pledge, we want to take it seriously. We want to be thinking about this as we live our lives today. But if we take on board 3 R's, which we have spoken about, and hopefully by actively making those small changes each day in our own lives, and by using those sustainable practices, we can continue to protect the environment and the earth that God has created for us, trusting us to care for the world and to respect it for all the people to follow us.
And another way in which we can respond is to give to God that which He from that which He has already given to us, and to pledge to use it to advance His kingdom here in this place, and to bring forth that day when He will return to rule and reign in a new heaven and a new earth. So your offerings will now be received. All good gifts come from you, dear God, and you reveal glimpses of your grace through them. Thank you for inviting us to be partners with you in caring for your creation. We offer these gifts now, knowing that they come first from you, and then from other members of your family of creation, and then from us. Bless these symbols of our awareness that we depend upon you and your creation for all that we are. Please accept these gifts and our desire to be your partners in your name. Amen. We bring this service as we focus on creation and our responsibility to sustain it with a hymn that is written by an environmentalist, and it's really an intercessory hymn calling upon us to respond to help mend this broken world that we have made. And so we sing, O God, Your Heart is Broken. The words will appear on the screen. The tune, I hope, will be familiar to you. Let us stand and worship God together.
Thank you.
power of God displayed in creation, fill you with grace to serve God in his world. The peace of God, breathing in every living thing, enable you to spread God's peace wherever you go. The love of God, which fills the universe, flow through you that you might reflect his image. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.